Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about organizational culture, a topic we have been talking about for a long time. According to the recent Katzenbach Center Global Culture Survey 2018, which is a broad look at organizational culture and leadership, 80% of survey respondents said that their workplace culture needs to change or evolve in the next 3 to 5 years in order for their company to remain competitive. This number, this 80%, was pretty startling to me, mainly because for a very long time, we have been talking about and trying to focus on company culture. The whole culture eats strategy for breakfast idea has been around for, what, maybe 30 years or so? And the people who ascribe to that phrase or that aphorism would have you think that culture really does influence and drive business success to a much larger degree than, say, corporate strategy or even the organizational level of talent. But if that's true, if culture is so important, then why do 4 out of 5 respondents claim that their culture needs to evolve and change in the next 3 to 5 years? While most of us probably agree that business strategy does have to change, often fairly frequently, to respond to changing market conditions, it does seem kind of startling to see that 80% of people surveyed feel the same about their organizational culture. Is culture really as malleable as strategy? Does it really need to change as frequently as every 3 to 5 years, which oddly enough is about the average tenure of talent at many organizations? I still think the culture eats strategy for breakfast folks ignore the importance of strategy and the need for culture and strategy to be more connected and aligned. The Katzenbach Culture Survey states this very plainly, and here's a quote. "But for the influence of culture to translate into real business results, culture, strategy, and operations must be aligned." And again, I'd add to this the importance to have the organization's people, the right people with both the right skills and the right attitudes to be aligned with both the culture and the strategy. Finally, the survey shows, like many other workplace challenges, there is a difference of opinion and viewpoints about organizational culture between the perspectives of leadership and the rank and file employees. According to the survey, 63% of leaders feel their company culture is consistent with how people actually act in the organization, while only 41% of employees agree to that same statement. Leaders at all levels really need to dig in deeper to better understand how the organization's culture really manifests, shapes, and influences how work gets done in the organization. Culture is not what leaders talk about. It's what they do, what they reward, what they punish, and if and how the employees in the organization follow or don't follow these cues. I feel like we've been talking about organizational culture for ages, and I expect the conversation will not end anytime soon. It's probably good for the workplace podcaster types like myself. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.